stopped raining and the tarp is off of the field with Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld. Jeff Levering with you. The Brewers team, at least a good couple of them, some of the starters are out in the dugout with their uniforms on. Wade Miley's got his uniform on in the dugout. It looks like he wants to go play catch. Both Aaron Boone and Craig Counsell are with James Hoy, the crew chief, and another member of the umpiring crew. It's like DJ Rayburn or John Lipka. Probably John Lipka, would be my guess. He's the third base umpire. They are out in shallow left field kind of surveying the situation. There is a member of the grounds crew that is taking what looks like to be a hole cutter, as you would see on a golf course, and poking holes in the outfield grass so that the water can drain. So that's a technique they do on the infield on the warning track to try and get it to drain a little faster too. But he's doing that out in left field. I think that's the problematic spot. Looks like there's a spot in center field that could be an issue, and in right field. I saw a tweet from Michael Kay, who's been doing the Yankee broadcast for 30 years, and he said that the standing water in center field was as much as he had ever seen in his life at Yankee Stadium that we saw. It looked like a pool out there, not just a lake. So Aaron Boone, Craig Counsell, kind of jogging playfully back towards foul territory after meeting with the umpires, and we were kind of told a soft 4:30 start time, but that as of right now, there is no way this game is going to start at 4:30 Eastern time, as Aaron Boone is making his way back towards the Yankee dugout. Craig Counsell is making his way back towards the dugout. Willie Adames is asking for a signal from Craig Counsell, and he's not showing his hands while anybody can see him. So I think a decision is going to be made here in pretty short order, I would think, because the rain is gone. Fans that are here have been well-served, and they're doing fine. They would like to see some baseball, in my estimation. Willie Adames is still on his meeting Derek Jeter ecstasy and is signing some baseballs and sending them off to some fans in the dugout. But, again, the decision is up to the grounds crew and the umpires. As this game never started, so it's up to the grounds crew and the umpires to figure out whether or not we're going to play this one. And again, what time that happens is another question altogether.
Yeah, I think it's hard to know exactly what's going to happen here. And you're right, they're working on those spots in right and left right now. But I think center field's probably going to be the next place that they go to. It's like almost a half of a pitchfork that they have that's getting down in there and kind of aerating that grass a little bit more out there in those trouble spots that had a lot of rain built up. We've seen video of rain in the concourses down on the service level as well. I mean, this place took on so much water. So, you know, is it safe for the players to play on this surface without risking injury? I think that's the decision that's being made. That's certainly why Aaron Boone and Craig Counsell made their way out to left field to see for themselves what that surface was going to be like out there. And I guarantee you this, both these managers want to play this game today. If there is a way to do it, they want to try to find a way to get this game played today. They do not want to play a doubleheader tomorrow.
The Brewers only have one more off day for the rest of the season, and that's before the next homestand, the next homestand after the Brewers come home after the ball game tomorrow. So before the Cardinals and Cubs series, before the final week of the season is their next off day. For the Yankees, they are going to hit the road and they go to Boston and start a series with the Red Sox, two teams that are at the bottom of the American League East. And
that looks like a good sign there.
The grounds crew is starting to put some turfus in the cedar, and they're going to try and dry out the infield. So that is a good sign. So again, we have not heard a time when we might start this ball game. Now, just doing our amateur sleuthing on our weather apps, Weather Channel has thunderstorms in the neighborhood, and just getting confirmation as of right now that a 4:40 Eastern time start is what they are hoping for. So, like I said, a soft 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
So 4:40 is what it's looking like. So 3:40 Central time, 4:40 Eastern time. But again, looking at the extended forecast for the next couple of hours, it looks like there are thunderstorms in the neighborhood, but they're in that light to moderate range up until about 6:30 this evening. But as of right now, it is dry, and if you can start this game and get it 5 innings into it, and then if you have to sit around a little bit longer, that's another story altogether. But they are drying out the field as we speak. The turf is going down. Kitty litter, whatever they're using to try and dry up that field, that's what they're going to do. So let's tell you what. We will send it back to our rain delay coverage until 3:35, and then we'll take it from there. And hopefully we will be about 5 minutes away from starting baseball here in the Bronx. Give you a reset of our starting lineups and get you all squared away for game number 2 of this 3-game series. So this grounds crew doing a heck of a job getting themselves ready to play and getting the players ready to play. So they just made the announcement to the Yankee Stadium faithful, and hey, there are a lot of Yankee fans and Brewers fans that are still here. There should be a pretty good atmosphere on Old Timers Day. It feels like that happened last month. But it was just earlier today. So we will chat with you at 3:35 Central Time, and hopefully the start of today's game will be shortly after that time. So we appreciate you sticking with us for some rain delay coverage. We'll talk to you in about 29 minutes, and hopefully baseball will be played in the Bronx.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks91. That's BRUX91.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
K&B Refrigeration North and McKen's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service. Located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows around 51. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 62, overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 48, cloudy. Low 60s Monday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s. Showers continue. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 51 tonight. Wish a top off around 62 tomorrow. Lows level off around 48 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 73.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98 Q Country. I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait.
Show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous
98 Q Country.
There we were in the back of that old C71. The road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Oh, I don't remember what the radio's playing. I was hanging like the moon on all the words your lips were saying. All I know is there was magic in that Chevy, baby. You were growing, I was throwing stars like confetti. Stars like confetti.
Day, and this is Cody Johnson.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream won't chase you back. You're gonna love somebody. Hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can't. So take that phone call from your mama and just talk away. 'Cause you'll never know how bad you want her till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
My heart. fish hole. 5 car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line.
You get a line.
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish.
Down in
5 car poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Well, baby, you're a wildfire that light me up, that light of control. Yeah, you know, baby, you're a tall drink, little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two-lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips every time. You, I've been looking like you do. I got my get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slower. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two-lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eyes.
And he's finally getting a star on the Walk of Fame. Stick around for this country artist coming up.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. Or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses, such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast.
Cloudy skies tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows around 51. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 62. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 48. Cloudy. Low 60s Monday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s. Showers continue. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 51 tonight. We should top off around 62 tomorrow. Lows level off around 48 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 73.
Turn that bottle up.
If you like songs about dive bars, good friends, and big trucks. You found the right station.
98Q Country.
Been flying solo for so long, nobody singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow, no bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody. You were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't want to be a one-man band. Every high with you, count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band. I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we can take our own show on. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. 'Cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying, we'll still be playing. I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. 'Cause I don't want to be a one-man band.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98Q Country.
Burning it at both ends.
umpires meeting with the coaches at home plate. Jason Lane representing the Brewers. Pitchers are all warmed up. And baseball will be happening in the Bronx after a long, long delay. With Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld, Jeff Levering with you. Thanks for being with us today. Thanks for sticking out the rain delay. Lane, what about the starting lineups for game number two this afternoon, now evening?
Let's take a look at these. Brewers come in at 78-62. And Christian Yelich was scratched from this game with low back soreness. So Sal Frelick is the leadoff man today in center field. Batting second is the catcher, William Contreras. Carlos Santana is the first baseman. Mark Canna bats cleanup in right field. Willie Adames bats fifth. He's the shortstop. Rowdy Tellez gets the start for the second consecutive day, a designated hitter. Batting seventh is the third baseman, Andrew Monasterio. Bryce Terang is the second baseman, batting eighth and batting ninth. In left field is Tyrone Taylor. Brewers will send left-hander Wade Miley to the mound first here today slash tonight. Yankees come in at 70-71. They lead off with DJ LeMahieu at first base. Aaron Judge is the DH today. He bats second. Jason Dominguez, the switch-hitting 20-year-old, is in center field batting third. Gleyber Torres bats cleanup at second base. Giancarlo Stanton is in the starting lineup today. He's in right field. Batting sixth is the young shortstop, Anthony Volpe. Austin Wells is the catcher. He bats seventh. Batting eighth in left field, Everson Pereira. And batting ninth is the third baseman, Oswald Peraza. Again for the Yankees, LeMahieu, Judge, Dominguez, Torres, Stanton, Volpe, Wells, Pereira, and Peraza. And Michael King does the pitching here today for New York. Umpires in this one, at first base is Angel Hernandez. James Hoy's the crew chief. He's at second base. John Lipka is the third base umpire. And DJ Rayburn has home plate. We drive around the league. It's presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Brewers hoping for some more help from the Arizona Diamondbacks today. That game has gone to the bottom of the eighth inning at Wrigley. It is a 1-1 ball game. So after Zach Gallen shut out the Cubs yesterday, Merrill Kelly goes 5 2/3 and gives up just one run despite walking five in that game for Merrill Kelly. And the bullpen has done the rest so far for the Diamondbacks. But a good one going on at the friendly confines on the north side of Chicago right now. 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Minnesota with a 7-4 lead over the Mets in the Twin Cities. That game's in the bottom of the eighth inning. Toronto leads Kansas City 3-1 in Toronto in the bottom of the sixth. Seattle's out to a 4-1 lead down at the Trop over Tampa Bay. That game's in the top of the second. Michael King going through his warm-up tosses. We're about ready for baseball. And with the play-by-players, Jeff Levering.
Thank you so much, Lane. And a reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. This legal disclaimer brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today. Start for the New York Yankees, just his fifth start. Was good in his last appearance. Picked up his first victory as a starter against the Houston Astros back on the third. Went five innings, allowed just a run on five hits while striking out four. And after earning your way on, he has not walked anybody in his last nine innings of work. As Sal Frelick digs in to lead it off for the Brewers. Well, 2 hours and 35 minutes worth of waiting. Michael King winds and deals. And he missed high for ball one. Off we go from the Bronx. So a slight delay yesterday, not slight today. 1-0 pitch. Frelick fouls it away to make it one ball and one strike. 76 degrees. At first pitch, cooled off significantly. It was hot. It was humid about 30 minutes before our regularly scheduled first pitch. Frelick takes up and in, and it's a two-ball, one-strike count. Two
2-1 coming back from King. That's outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Frelick was 1 for 5 in the opener last night. Brewers won it 8-2, had a ton of scoring opportunities. 3-1 pitch to Sal. Is up and out, and he draws ball 4 and a leadoff walk. Walk brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. There is a difference. Here's William Contreras. The first walk in a 9-inning time span for King. And just his 3rd walk as a starter. So William Contreras is the hitter on base in 17 consecutive ball games. Had the go-ahead RBI last night. Sends one in the air. Shallow right. LeMahieu drifting back, and it'll be the second baseman, Gleyber Torres, that'll make the catch for out number 1. Carlos Santana is the hitter. Reminder, our quick trip around the bases is presented by Quick Trip. Today's contestant in the Quick Trip Around the Bases contest is Christopher Bruno from Wales. If the Brewers score in the first inning, they'll win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. To enter, see stores for details. Right into the batter's box goes Santana as that pitch timer was winding down on him. First pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. Santana went 3 for 5, drove in a run last night. All told, the Brewers with 16 hits, matching their season high for hits in a single game. Santana waits, the 0-1 coming is down and in. Went change up, and it's a 1-ball, 1-strike count on Carlos Santana. New baseball sent out. Sent the rest of the defensive alignment behind King. It's Pereira, Dominguez, and Stanton. Left to right in the outfield. Peraza, Volpe, Torres, and LeMahieu third to first. And Wells does the catching for a second straight day. Frelick leads from first. 1-1 pitch is a strike on the inside corner with a fastball. 95 miles an hour on that fastball from Michael King. Little flash of lightning off in the distance, I think I just saw. Got a little woo from the crowd. That's not good. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Late on a fastball was Santana, and King with a strikeout.
Yeah, we don't need any more of that. We filled the quota for the day.
A lot of rain, thunder, lightning. Saw a little hail that came down too. Mark Canha in the cleanup spot. King throws, and he's got a strike on the inside corner. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. A lot of the crowd sticking around today on Old Timers Day. 75th edition of Old Timers Day at Yankee Stadium. 0-1 to Canha. Misses down and out with the breaking ball. It's 1-1. Today, they honored the 1998 team. Darryl Strawberry was here. Of course, everybody remembers him as a great Yankee in 1998. Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera. That's a strike with a breaking ball, and it's 1-2 as it starts to sprinkle again. Come on, Mother Nature, give us a little break. 1-2 on Canha. Frelick takes his lead. Here's King. And it's fouled back into the netting.
Straw hit 24 home runs for that team. His age 36 season.
I feel like he was a Giant the year before, 1997. After some time with the Mets. A lot of time with the Mets. 1-2 on Canha. King's 15th pitch of the inning is fouled. We'll do it again.
94 was
94
this year with San Francisco.
Oh, the strike season.
Mets, Dodgers, San Francisco, and then the Yankees.
Tino Martinez, Joe Torre. List goes on and on. David Wells and David Cone, who each threw perfect games. 1-2. Canna takes high with a breaking ball. Didn't miss by much. And it's 2-2 on Mark Canna. A Bronx cheer for DJ Rayburn behind the plate. 2-2 on Canna, and he calls time. Steps out of the batter's box. Wade Miley getting ready to work in the bottom of the first inning. He's hoping that the offense can get something going, and the Yankee dugout still barking at DJ Rayburn behind the plate. 2-2 on Canna. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase the sinker below the zone, and Canna is a strikeout victim. Two Ks in the inning, plus a walk for King. Miley goes to work in the bottom of the first when we return to the Bronx on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Action Floors, family owned and operated in Mercer. A national and global exporter is searching for team members to be part of our Get Action crew. Don't wait for a rewarding career that develops limitless skills building Wisconsin maple flooring systems. We are now hiring, and you can be a part of it. Highly competitive wages, a great benefits package, a desirable schedule. Get action at Action Floor Systems. Apply online at actionfloors.com. That's actionfloors.com for more information.
Breaker, breaker, 190 is here at the Big G. I got her on the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13, got a wheeler into the village pit stop, top of the hill in Butternut.
That's Big Ten fall, Big G. This year, prime time, both my tanks are running low.
Copy that, prime time. Just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, chains, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Sure, and grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13, top of the hill in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin. Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
No score, bottom half of inning number one. Wade Miley ready to go against DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, and Jason Dominguez. First pitch of the game from Miley is a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. LeMahieu on base last night with a walk. That's a strike on the inside corner with a cutter. And it's nothing in two. He's been on base in 27 of the last 29 ball games. Miley searching for his first win ever against the Yankees. That pitch hit foul through the screen, it looked like, and up and into the seats. Just a little gap between the screen and the home plate seats and the dugout. Went right through that screen. 0-2 pitch. Line foul. Off the, near the third deck and down into the second deck at Yankee Stadium. LeMahieu hitting 242, 15 homers, driven in 39. Miley with a couple of shakes and coming back on 0-2. And it skipped low and in the dirt. One ball and two strikes on Wade Miley. On DJ LeMahieu from Wade, should say. LeMahieu is 7 of 22 lifetime against Miley. The pitch inside. Tried that cutter. Goes to two balls and two strikes. Play LeMahieu like a left-handed pull hitter in the outfield. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to short. Couple of hops to Willie Adames, he throws high, and coming down on the bag is Santana to get the out on DJ LeMahieu. A bit of a wayward throw by Willie Adames, but a nice play by Santana, who came down on the bag before LeMahieu got there. So one up and one down for Aaron Judge. Willie Adames by far has had the moment of the day. And Derek Jeter and the rest of the 98 team was honored out on the field with the rest of the old-timers. Pitch to Judge is inside for ball one. And as soon as they were finished with their team photo op, Willie Adames went out and introduced himself to Derek Jeter. That pitch is a strike on the outside corner with a changeup. And it's 1-1, and he looked like a little kid meeting his boyhood idol. That's exactly what it was. Judge hits it off the end of the bat, foul first base side, and it's 1-2. Held his composure while he was talking with Derek Jeter, but as soon as Derek turned and went to the Yankee dugout on the first base side, Willie Adames pranced back into the Brewers dugout with the happiest look on his face. 1-2, this is down and out. Two balls and two strikes. Just a moment of pure joy.
Christmas morning.
Yeah, it was really cool. Really cool to see. 2-2 pitch. And Judge took down and away with a changeup. 3-2. Judge was on base three times last night. Couple of walks. And a single. 3-2 pitch. Lined foul third base side. Look out. That was 111 off the bat of Judge. Miley winds and deals again. And he missed down and away. Tried the fastball and missed. So one out walked Aaron Judge to set up Jason Dominguez hitting from the right side of the plate for the first time in the series. Hit a two-run blast, one of just three hits for the Yankees last night. Did not have a hit after the third inning. Brewers pitching staff did a remarkable job against this Yankee offense. Miley's first one to Dominguez is inside with a cutter. One ball and no strikes. The one thing to track is Wade Miley today, the Brewers veteran left-hander. 1-0 pitch is inside. Didn't miss by much on the cutter, and it's 2-0. He got loose before the rain delay, was ready to go. And then the tarp came on and had to sit for 2.5 hours. 2-0 pitch. That's a strike. It's 2-1. So wonder if the Brewers and Craig Counsell and Chris Hook will be closely monitoring the usage today of Miley. Changeup fouled off of Contreras. To even the count of two balls and two strikes. They've been keeping a very close eye on his workload over the course of the season. Of course, he missed a couple of turns in the rotation because of injury issues. That's strike three called. Cutter at the bottom of the zone. And he strikes out Dominguez. First ortho ASAP strikeout for Wade Miley. And he gets Dominguez for out number two. He had the shoulder issue early that made him miss a month. He also had the elbow issue coming out of the All-Star break. Gleyber Torres is the hitter. Judge short lead at first, and Torres fouls the first one back just below us. 0-1 on Torres. Just something to keep your eye on. Pitch from Miley. Foul back again. 0-2 on Torres. Giancarlo Stanton is on deck. Miley with 21 pitches in the opening inning. Kicks and throws. Changeup missed down and away. Good pitch. 1-2. It's right where Contreras wanted it. Miley at the belt, deals. And a strike three called in and out of the glove of Contreras. He's going to have to tag out Gleyber Torres. Contreras doesn't realize and he throws the ball into the dugout. Now, the home plate umpire called strike three. And Contreras was awfully confused and ended up throwing the baseball into the Yankee dugout. That ball was in play. But now, because of the poor communication from the home plate umpire, we may have a situation on our hands. I think Gleyber Torres was contending that the ball was fouled, and I believe that that's the call. So Torres indeed stays in there. DJ Rayburn had called strike three, and I think if you're William Contreras, he knew that it was a foul ball. But the mechanics from DJ Rayburn were very poor, calling that pitch strike three rather than a foul ball. So all for naught on him throwing the ball into the dugout. 1-2 coming back, and it's rolled to third. Two hops to Monasterio, throws to first to get Torres. So after all of that hullabaloo, just a ground ball to third. A walk and a man left for the Yankees. On our way to the second inning, no score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Annex Wealth Management, we believe every portfolio tells a story. After all, we've analyzed thousands. Some reflect diligence and fortitude. Others, a mishmash of overlapping investments. When Annex reviews your portfolio, we spot what works, what might not, and then provide unbiased suggestions free from sales commissions. Every portfolio tells a story. Let's work on yours. Investment, retirement, tax, and estate planning. As a fee-only fiduciary, that's our story. Head to AnnexWealth.com.
Feeling, loving, experiencing. Life is made up of moments. By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people by allowing researchers to learn more about diseases and illnesses, creating more moments that matter. Join today by going to joinallofus.org. This is your moment to make a moment. Help create the next medical breakthrough. That's joinallofus.org.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, you'll always find great deals. Right now, get even greater savings store-wide with our lowest prices of the year. Like 50-pound bonus bags of Blaine's brand black oil sunflower seed, just $24.99. That's a 50-pound bag at a 40-pound price. $10 off Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed while supplies last. And Mother's brand California Gold Clay Bar Car Detailing Kits, just $20.99. Shop Blaine's Farm and Fleet's lowest prices of the year in-store or online and pick up your order in our drive-thru in just 1 hour.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possessions, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Each team with a walk. Neither team moved that runner past first base as Willy Adames leads it off for the Brewers in the second. No score. Michael King in his fifth start of the season. First pitch to Adames right down the middle for strike one. Adames, 2-for-4, a two-run homer, and an RBI double. Back-to-back games with a homer for Adames. Breaking ball misses outside. Adames now at 24 home runs on the season to lead the way. Ball and a strike on Willie. Tellez to follow, then Andrew Monasterio. 1-1 pitch is a strike. Just did clip the corner, and it's 1-2. King into the windup of the 1-2. Check swing, and he went around. Three straight strikeouts for King. One away in the second inning for Rowdy Tellez. Tellez went 1-for-5 in the opener last night. Oh, fall tailgating supplies. How about you start with using your sausage and Cedar Crest ice cream? That's a really good start. First pitch to Rowdy Tellez. That misses up and away. One ball, no strikes. You got to have some grilling utensils, something to keep your ice cream cool if you need to. Otherwise, it just becomes a milkshake. As long as it starts with the Usingers and ends in Cedar Crest, everything else in the middle is just fine. That misses outside. Two balls and no strikes on Rowdy Tellez. Sitting on 13 homers. Was on a dozen for a long time. 2-0 pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. 2-1 on Rowdy. Went between the end of May and the end of August before hitting a homer again. The 2-1 hit down the left field line. That'll slice foul and into the seats. A couple of rows back. And spent some time on the injured list in the interim there. Nasty finger injury and had the forearm issue that initially